Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Disney World offering 50% off children's tickets. There's the old cliche. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true, which really made me think this morning because this is what Disney has told us. And then we're going to tell you if it's legit or not. The press release says Disney World is focusing on families this summer. Well, that's good.
For the first time, as opposed to
senior citizens. Yeah right? It says, this is a first-of-its-kind offer for 3 days or longer. That's what the Vice President of Customer Experience and Commercial Strategy says. Half-price tickets will go on sale Thursday. Disney World half-price? March 26th for visits between May 27th through September 20th. I thought when they said 50% off, it was going to be like from May 27th through May 28th.
From 9:30 to 10.
It says guests who visit this summer will be able to ride the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin before it closes for enhancements. Okay, 50% off of children's tickets. This could be a really big deal because I know everybody wants to go to Disney World. Everybody wants to bring their kids to Disney World, but the truth of the matter is you also have a budget.
It's expensive.
And we very well may be heading into a recession. So if you're looking at your budget for the year, you're like, I can't afford it this year. And then you put it off to next year. It's really, really expensive. They don't give up. Look, we got a charity that's gone down there for 20-something years. They won't give us any breaks on any tickets whatsoever. So when they say 50% off children's tickets, Burke's Big Adventure is going to be the first to call, right? So Chad here, who is our engineer at the radio station for all the radio stations here, goes to Disney World about 90% of your vacations.
90%,
right? And his wife owns a travel agency that does all sorts of trips, but they specialize in Disney World and cruises. So I ran this one by him this morning because I thought, this can't be right, right? So you did the research on it, talked to your wife about it. Is it real?
It is. There are a couple of catches. Like you said, you have to do at least 3 nights or longer. They are also offering right now free dining if you do a 4-night package, but if you get the discounted tickets, you don't get the free dining. You have to have one discount or the other. This is basically a Disney Visa discount that they have given to everyone. And like I told you, Disney Visa card members get the best Disney discounts.
So when you say 3 days, do you have to stay, excuse me, at a Disney property, or is this a 3-day just park pass?
No, you have to be staying on Disney property to get the discount.
Okay.
Yeah. Of the park pass.
Yeah, Disney's not going to lose money
three
on
three nights on it at a Disney property.
Yeah. Well, okay, you say that, but think about, there's the All Stars, there's Pop Century, who have Skyliner access, and you can do those for less than $200 a night. I mean, that's cheaper than staying at the W downtown.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, when we were kids, when we went to Disney, we stayed at All Star.
Yeah, sure, right? You know, we get a little bit jaded with Burt's Big Adventure because, you know, we stay in the nicest ones on property because it's a VIP thing, but you can definitely do it cheaper than that.
And there's even the moderate resorts. Port Orleans French Quarter by no means is a moderate resort except for the fact that your door opens to the outside instead of to a building. That is one of the most beautiful resorts at Disney, hands down.
And they got beignets.
And they got beignets with booze inside of them.
So when you're looking at it and your wife is taking a look at this, what are the things you need to look out for also? Because Disney is not in the business of losing money. So they're not going to lose money on this, right?
Right. Their thing is, if we get you to stay on property, then you're now paying Disney prices for food, drink, whatnot. You're going to buy extra souvenirs. You're closer to the park. You're going to be more more apt to go to and from the park, so you can extend your stay longer, which means you're buying more stuff in the park, you're buying more souvenirs and whatnot.
So if you went and you still were on a really slim budget and didn't spend all that money on all that other stuff and went the inexpensive routes like the kiosks and stuff like that, would this be worth it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For me, though, if you're a family on a budget, doing the non-discounted tickets and getting the free dining plan is way, way better, especially if you have kids that are kids that eat off of kids' menus. So chicken fingers, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can rack up on that stuff with the dining plan, and it being free is awesome.
Okay, and the visa thing, just to cover that real quick, what's that all about? Because people might not know about that, and you're saying that's the best.
Through Chase, you can get a Disney Visa card, a Disney-branded Visa card, just like you can with the Hawks or the Falcons or the Braves or anybody else. And when you have that, you get special perks. And one of those perks is throughout the year, they do 30% off discounts, 25% off discounts for packages. But there's other incentives. There's hidden inside of different parks, photo opportunities with characters that if you aren't a Disney Visa card member, you'd never know was even there.
Okay. All right. So again, Disney World is focusing on 50% off children's tickets. You might want to check it out if you're on a tight budget and you're going to do Disney in the cheapest way possible, then you can save some money here. All right, you can save some money here, so it's worth looking into. Your wife's business is called what? And because she, seriously, 90% of the time, I don't have to ask Chad when he's out, where did he go? Because he's going to Disney. He and his wife are heading to Disney.
She is with Magical Wishes Travel, and she can answer your questions way better than I can. You can get her at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at MagicalWishesTravel.com.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I don't really think it's that shocking anymore when you talk to a dude that's in his 20s who says, I've never asked a woman out face to face. It's not that shocking to me anymore.
It's not shocking. It's just disappointing. You know,
if that doesn't sum up life, I don't know what does.
That's a bomb.
I mean, so much of it's done online now. You just now, it's been a big deal because you've been like dating app sober for the last 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's not shocking to me because even on the apps, I feel like sometimes it's really hard to get a guy to just simply ask you out. I eventually had to put in my Hinge profile that I was sick of being pen pals with everybody from here to Alpharetta. Like, just ask me out. Let's go out to the real world. That's the point of the apps. It's like, I get that it's tough to find somebody in person because you never know who's single and who's not single. And so this gives you the opportunity to meet someone, but then you got to jump to that. You got to meet this person.
So we saw a stat last week that said 50% of guys haven't asked a woman out in person before.
I feel like
50%?
That's
50%. Dude, 50%. Yeah.
That got to be like a generation thing though, right? The more so like this generation. So. Yeah. Okay.
Like 50% is close to like 1 in 2.
Yeah. That's insane.
Or 2 in 4, or 5 of 10.
Quick math.
Or like 50 of 100.
Impressive.
That's 50%.
Mm-hmm.
You're so smart.
That's what 2 years at San Diego State was.
They were so lucky to have you.
Ryan here called up and said, I'm one of those 50%. So we challenged him like, all right, dude, just go for it. And I told Ryan at the time a couple of days ago, Mo, that the definition of success here for Ryan wasn't going to be like, oh, I gave her my number and she was so excited. It was just do it.
Just get it out the way.
Just get the first one out of the way.
Rip that Band-Aid.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Ryan, I don't know that we asked you exactly how old you are.
I'm 29.
29. Never asked a woman out face to face. All right. So give us the whole situation. Where were you? Who was the victim? And how did it, and how did it go?
Well, you're not going to believe it, but I finally did it last night, and let me tell you, it went exactly how I was afraid it would.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What happened?
Okay, so I took suggestions from my friends who are girls, by the way, not my friends who are guys, and they would have roasted me for doing this.
Probably, but yeah.
I went to this restaurant in like a business complex, and so, you know, lots of people were there getting a post-work drink, And it took me a while to hype myself up.
How many drinks, eventually... Ryan? Not how much time. How many drinks, Ryan?
This will tell us everything.
Two.
Okay.
And, okay. Sweet spot.
And so I was there, and I spotted a woman who seemed cool, and I just went for it. And she shut me down.
What does went for it look like? What exactly did you do?
I stood up, straightened my shoulders, and just walked right to her. And then I, you know, kind of did, you know, how we talked last time. I kind of did that spiel with my name and after. And I mean, she shut me down, and she didn't even hesitate. I mean, I barely got out a hi and my name, and she hit me with a loud, oh wow, no, not happening.
Oh my God.
I've seen this, man. Yeah. I have seen this. When a guy makes an approach, they say hi, and I wish you were here the other day when we were talking about it, because I felt like I was getting beat up. I was getting a lot of women splained here, man.
Okay.
I have seen this before where a guy will approach a woman, and before he can even get high out, it's like, just don't.
Yep.
Just
yep.
No.
Yep.
And that is, exactly. It's jarring.
I'm mad for you because that was unacceptable of her and so rude. Right. So here's the line that you use next time that happens, right? When you approach a woman and they immediately shut you down rudely like that, you go, I'm sorry, I was just coming over here to tell you how to booger hanging out your nose. And then you walk off and make her feel like a jerk.
A rookie, man. That was never going to happen.
No, but now he has that. Because if you're going to be rude when someone's putting themselves out there like that, you deserve it to be shut down and embarrassed. I'm sorry, we're not playing that game. So you drop that line and you walk away.
See, this is why Abby has her philosophy on when a guy approaches you. You're kind.
It's a philosophy.
Weird.
It's a philosophy I think all women should take up. It's like you don't need to embarrass the guy in front of the entire bar. Personally, I've never seen a woman do this before. But
I haven't either.
It
happens often.
I happen to know a lot of women as a lady myself. But, you know, next time women, like if you get approached by a guy and he's just not your type, you're not interested, you don't have to shut him down loudly and embarrass him in front of the bar. Just give him your number and then you can shut him down loudly over your phone.
This may sound crazy, but I think this is the best it could have went for you, Ryan. I really do, because now you've experienced the worst that could ever happen.
Yeah.
It's never going to be worse than that. I mean, in all my experiences of watching a guy try to talk to a woman, that is the absolute worst it can go. Like, now that you've gotten that out the way, you realize you recovered, you survived, it's not the end of the world. Each time it gets a little easier, but you got to work on your confidence. That's everything when you approach a woman, and I think that'll come with reputation.
Yeah, I would love to see the video, like the security camera footage of this, like how you approached her, what your body language was like, because they can pick up on that so, so quickly.
Absolutely.
After she did that, what a mean bee. When she did that, did you have to make that long walk of shame back? Did your friends see that?
Well, I was there, yes. And she did it right in front of her friends. So right after that, they all laughed.
Oh,
wow.
I wanted to just evaporate on the spot. I mean, I felt like a total idiot and I left, and you guys are going to like this, but as I was walking to the valet, you know, I have all these thoughts going in my mind. I caught eyes with another woman.
Oh.
And for just, you know, just a split second, I swear I could tell that she was into me. Like, we kind of, like, made eye contact. But, you know, I was feeling pretty low, so I kept walking to get my car. But then something in me, I just stopped. And, man, I didn't want to go out like that, you know. Like, I wanted something from the night. So I turned around, and I went back inside.
Look at you, Ryan.
Come on, Ryan.
I waited.
Yeah.
I know, and I can't even believe it. And I waited about 20 minutes, and then I walked up. I gave her a compliment. I made it different than the first time. And I gave her a compliment and started a convo. And guess what, guys? We vibed, and she gave me her number.
Look at this.
Let's go. There's the win.
They vibed.
Look at this. Yeah. Hold on one second here, Ryan. I want to give Ryan the Rudy clap.
Attaboy, Ryan.
So you got the digits. Have you tried them?
Yes, and we're going out this weekend.
Hey, you in the game? Yeah.
Man, you got your villain origin story and your redemption arc all in one night.
They should name a library after you, man.
Ryan.
Hey, congrats, man. And I mean, it's like the advice that Mo was giving you, but the fact that you turned around and you had the confidence to do it after that rejection, dude, speaks volumes about you, man. Congrats, dude.
I appreciate you guys pushing me to do this, you know, even though it kind of almost broke me, but I'll keep you posted on the date, okay?
Okay.
I feel like
I want to end the show right now. It's not going to get any better than that.
That's it right there.
Ryan saved the day. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Baseball's back, baby. Today's the day.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back, man. They start their 730 game schedule today. The Braves are playing an early game today. They're out in San Diego playing the Padres over, buddy, at 4 o'clock today. But it feels like it's been forever since we had baseball again.
So it's not opening day at Truist Park, but it's opening season.
Right.
For baseball. The Braves. Got it.
Right. So they play a couple of games against the Padres. Then immediately they play the Dodgers right after that. But baseball's back,
baby. What a way to start the year.
Finally.
Baseball's back. All right, Abby. So tell us about this place in Atlanta. You definitely do not want to go.
Yeah, especially if you're on the dating apps, because you might just run into every man you've ever dated or you've ever matched with on Bumble or Hinge. So I feel like in every city, there is a bar that perfectly represents an age group, a phase of life in every city you go to. And I felt like for the last couple of years in Atlanta, Lady Bird has been that bar for like the 20 something crowd. I remember my first weekend in Atlanta, I had a date scheduled per usual. And that's where this guy took me. And I didn't know anything about Atlanta. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll show up to Lady Bird. Looks like a cool beer garden or whatever. I show up and it's like the spring game for UGA. So it was smash. He showed up late and I had to hide in the bathroom until he came.
So for those of you guys that haven't been there, it's like this great outside deck bar right on the Beltline. And it really does seem to attract the most people on the Beltline. If you're on like one of those bird scooters or something, you're like stopping there for a beer before you get back on your bird scooter.
It's like a frat party every weekend. And it's a really, really good time. But my biggest complaint with Atlanta was I never knew like where the Lady Bird of the nighttime was supposed to be. Like I tried out Buckhead. Buckhead felt a little bit too young for me as somebody entering their late 20s. And I was trying to find like that niche. Like where do people go when the sun goes down and it's Saturday night, but you're not 23 years old and still figuring it out.
Didn't we say the Battery is sort of that place now?
Yeah, but it kind of depends on the weekend you go. Like sometimes it's hit or miss. The Battery for me, like on a Braves game day, absolutely. Like that's where the people are. But if it's not like a Braves game, sometimes it can be hit or miss in terms of like the fun.
I went
on a like an off weekend and I noticed, granted, we were there earlier, like early evening. I can't speak on late evening, but it's a lot of families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny you're bringing this up today and I'm really dying to know what you're talking about. But I was at dinner last night with a dude in his 40s and we were talking about how Buckhead, back in the day, Buckhead was known all around the country. If you told people that you were from Atlanta or you were going to Atlanta, the first thing they said to you was, oh my God, you got to go to Buckhead. Or have you ever been to Buckhead? Because Buckhead back in the day used to be dive bar, dive bar, dive bar club. And it was like New Year's Eve every Friday and Saturday night there. And then the streets of Buckhead came in and it's much more high end now. And they've kind of moved the younger people over to Irby, but it has changed quite a bit. But I think it's left people like you, like, where do we go?
No, literally, I had no idea where to go until recently because everybody then wanted to take me to Virginia Highlands and Virginia Highlands still kind of feels young. But finally in Atlanta, we have a place where people in their late 20s and early 30s can go and have a fun time that feels rowdy enough to feel like you did something on your Saturday, but not too much to where I can't be in bed by 1 a.m. And it's this new bar called Painted Park. This is where everyone's going. Like the Lady Bird to Painted Park pipeline is strong. It is the most fun I've had outside of the Battery in Atlanta. It is a consistent good time. It is always packed on Saturdays. And whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, but you're always going to find people that you've seen on dating apps at the Painted Park. So I went out this weekend with my friend and we were with a big group of people and we're bopping around and Painted Park is packed. I mean, like there are people everywhere. And so you're bopping around, you're walking around doing the lap and you're trying to get attention. And all of a sudden me and my friend are standing at the downstairs part of Painted Park and she turns around and she looks at me and she goes, Abby. And I go, what? And she goes,
I hooked up with that guy like last year, and he's standing right there and he's with another girl, and I'm standing there looking at her like, okay, like, are we, do we need to run? Like, what kind of situation is this?
Because you feel like Atlanta's too big for that.
It's too big for this, but like I'm saying, like, there's only like so many places you can go right. In your late 20s. Like anybody who's 28, 29, 30 is probably at Painted Park on a Saturday. And so we're standing there and I don't know what to do. I don't know if we need to like leave. She's kind of frozen up. And then all of a sudden he turns around and he comes and approaches us because he, I guess he had seen her walk into the bar, and he goes, blank, we'll call her Jesse. Jesse, you look great. And I'm standing there, I'm like, do I leave? Like, does she want this? I can't really tell. And so we had this very uncomfortable interaction. We go back upstairs. And so we go to the back part of the bar where there's, Painted Park has like three little rooms. There's the front room, there's the middle room where there's a bunch of stairs, and then there's a back room where there's another bar, and then another bar behind it. And so we're in that third space between the stairs and the bar. And we're in this group of guys because obviously we're out searching for attention. And I turn to the guy to my right and I'm like, oh my God, I know this guy. And I'm thinking like, this is a guy I know from college, because it's pinged that part of your brain that goes, you look familiar. I know who you are. What's your name? Is it Grant? Is it Garrett? Is it Jason? Is it Jared? Like, it's one of these guys that I knew in college. And then all of a sudden it hits me. I'm like, oh my God, I've matched with this guy like 7 times on an app. And here he is just standing next to me. We've talked several times on Hinge. We've never gone out on a date. And yet here he is just standing in front of me. And I'm standing here. I'm like, this is great for anybody who wants to finally get out and meet the people they've met on Bumble and Hinge. But I am off the apps. I have been dating apps sober for 31 days and I want absolutely nothing to do with it. So now every time I need to go out and have a good time, I've got to keep my head on a swivel for all these guys.
But do you not take that as a sign from the universe that you've had these conversations, nothing went anywhere, but now you see him in the flesh, that maybe you need to say something to him?
No, because we were in a mid conversation. This was a guy that I had recognized, and I was like, oh, I had always wondered. I can't remember why we never went out, because we had had conversations for a little bit. But as I'm talking to him, I was like, I don't want to date you. You know what I mean? Like, it was almost like, I'm glad, because I remember seeing you on the app, and we never went out for whatever reason. And as I'm talking to him, I'm like, yeah, I don't really think we're compatible. I don't really get that energy from him. Mm-hmm. And if it was going to happen, I feel like he would have said something like, hey, Abby, like, recognize you from the apps. Like, why don't we finally go out? And that didn't happen. So, yeah.
What part of town did you say this Painted something was in?
It's on the Beltline. So literally you can walk from Lady Bird to Painted Park. It's like a 5-10 minute walk.
Okay. I think you've mentioned this before on the show also, and maybe I'm out of touch here, but it feels to me like downtown Roswell and Alpharetta also, like, up until about 8:30, it seems more family oriented, but then after 8:30 or 9 o'clock, downtown Alpharetta goes off.
I mean, the nights that I've been out there, and to be fair, my friend pointed this out, because I was like, why aren't we going out in Alpharetta more? Like, we should be out on the streets of Alpharetta. And she goes, well, there's a very distinct time of year that you've gone out there, and that's the holidays, and that's when everybody's coming home to Alpharetta to go out to the bars. So to be fair, like, all the times I've gone out to Alpharetta, it's been like Blackout Wednesday. It's been Christmas when all the college kids are coming. So every time I've been out there, I'm like, why aren't we out here? Like, everyone's having a good time and it feels so young. But so that might be the reason why.
I've been out there on weekends, man, and again at 8:30 up until 8:30 families, but after that 9 o'clock, downtown Roswell also is another good one for like late 20s, early 30s. Try those.
God, coffee? The idea of going out at 9.
Nope. I ain't out there by 7:30 a.m.
I gotta be in bed by 9.
Facts.
Really, really quickly here, if you're checking out our videos this morning, you're gonna notice that Kristen has a billboard again on her forehead.
Yes. So I have rented space on my forehead to raise money for Bert's big adventure. So if you watch any of the videos, you're now seeing that I have ADC builds on my forehead. That's Ajayi Design and Construction. They have actually donated $1,000 to Bert's big adventure for this prime real estate on my forehead today. So thank you very much to Gwen and Eli for their sponsorship of my forehead and donating to Bert's Big Adventure.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are we not going to talk about T-ball?
We are. We're talking about tomorrow.
We are?
Yeah, because his game's on Saturday.
Did he have his first practice yesterday, though?
No, he's been practicing. That's like his fourth or fifth practice.
Okay, how'd it go? Or how's it been going?
No, they just play in the dirt, man.
Yeah. That is the cutest part about it, really.
So, yeah, they've had, like I said, four or five practices. There were clinics that started in February. and they're four. They're four. But trust me, they need a lot of guidance. So yeah, no, Jimmy has been to several practices for his, they call it small ball, but it's T-ball for NYO. And they go to this middle school, the back back of a middle school. Like there's this little kind of, it's not the best field, but it's a field that they practice on. And there's all these four-year-olds running around with batting helmets on that they don't want to take off.
So cute though, because they're always so big on those little itty bitty heads. Or like little ball heads. It's complete chaos. It's so cute.
Yeah, and so Bart took him last night. I took him to his first practice a couple weeks ago, and we have a little pep talk on the way over, and we're like, all right, we got two goals. We're going to listen to our coaches, and we're going to have fun. Like, those are the two goals. We've yet to listen to the coaches, but we're having a blast.
Sometimes it never happens.
50% is great.
Good time, Jimmy. And he is not the only one. Because the kid loves construction equipment. He loves construction trucks, and he loves dirt. So when he's out in the infield and they're supposed to be taking, like, grounders and learning how to get in front of the ball, like, butt down, head up, like, glove down, butt down, head up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just with his hand just playing in the dirt. We had to explain what the word hustle means because he had never heard that word before.
Yeah.
So, you know, after they're in the outfield or the infield, they got to hustle into the home plate. So, you know, we can do the go Rockies or whatever. And the first practice, coach is like, hustle, hustle. And Jimmy's just like, doo, doo, doo.
Strolling.
Literally.
Taking it down.
Could not have been going any slower. So we had to have a conversation that, Bubba, hustle means run. Okay?
I've seen kids skip in, they'll sit, they'll take a little bit of a break before they get into the infield from the outfield.
Yeah, and now my husband was, because I took video the first practice, and Bart's taken them to a couple since then, and he's like, I don't understand why they're wearing batting helmets, because they're hitting the ball, and it's just going, dink, dink. And most of the time, they're actually hitting the tee and not the ball, and Jimmy, God bless him, he's making contact, but he twirls all the way around, so he's literally like screwing himself into the ground every time he tries to hit the ball. And I go, they're not wearing batting helmets they're wearing batting helmets because these kids can't be trusted with bats and they're going to hit each other in the head with a bat.
It's okay. Protective gear for so many different reasons.
Because when they are practicing hitting, all you hear the coaches say is, put the bat down! Put the bat down!
Has he gone through the phase yet where he won't take the batting helmet off at home?
No,
okay, we haven't. That's coming up.
But that first practice, he was out in the outfield wearing the batting helmet.
Yeah.
Was it an outfield with the bat?
Batting helmet.
Oh, with the helmet.
Just be cautious. You know, brain injuries are real.
They are. And so, but it's been, and this is going to be such an S show on Saturday for his first game.
So fun. And all of it.
When I tell you, Tommy chose, and the listeners voted on the best at-bat music for this kid. Because do we have that, Katie? Can we just pull? We listened to this song on the way home. We had a 20-minute drive on the way home from the Burt's Big Adventure office, and we listened to this song on repeat. We can't play them on our radio airwaves, let alone they are not going to get played at the Little League Park. But we do listen to the full song in the car, and my son has learned a lot about prophylactics.
To be fair, it does kind of sound like if the Wiggles were going to make a song about contraception.
Well, but that part, yes. But when you listen to the rest of it,
oh man,
it's graphic.
You and Jimmy cruising down the street listening to Boogie Down Productions really warms my heart. It really does.
At some point, he will listen to that song as an older kid and go, what were you doing?
There is a line in one that they go, never trust a big butt and a smile, which is a very popular line in a lot of rap songs, but every time they say, never trust a big butt and a smile, Jimmy goes, booty butt.
You picked the right song.
Yeah, it did.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's talk co-parenting here for just one second. It was such a bummer a couple of weeks ago. Man, the DMs I've been getting from you guys, whenever I post anything that has to do with co-parenting, Stacy and I, my ex-wife and I, we got this part right, man. I'm very, very proud of how we have always come together, even in the hardest times of our divorce and breakup, when we couldn't stand to really talk to each other. We always put the kids first. It was almost like, look, put the guns away. It's a ceasefire. We got to talk about the kids. And then we would go back to our respective corner. So I do not want to paint this picture that things have always been great between Stacey and I, because we're talking about two completely different things. Now, she and I are great now, really great. But initially, it was not a great divorce. It was rough, man, really rough. She went through a tough time. I've told you guys that it's really the first time that I ever felt in my life, and maybe the only time, long-term depression where I couldn't get out of bed. And she and I were arguing over everything when it came to the divorce and the details, and it was a long process. That's not here nor there. I am very, very proud of that. Even through that very tough time in my life, maybe the worst, we always co-parented well, and we still do so well now that we're going to baseball games together and soccer games together, and we sit next to each other with our significant others, and it's just like a group of four people hanging out. When my kid comes off the soccer field, he gives his mom a hug, gives me a hug. Sometimes we all hug together. She and I hug in front of the kids before they take off. It's a great situation that I'm very proud of. So I posted a picture a few weeks ago of Amanda, my girlfriend, and Joe, Stacy's boyfriend, all together at a soccer game.
Yeah, the four of you are just sitting in a row. You could tell Amanda took the selfie, and all four of you all sitting there smiling in, you know, those portable chairs that you take to the sporting events for your kids, looking like you guys were just having the best time.
She's sitting there, Amanda's sitting there talking to Stacy most of the time, and I'm sitting there talking to Joe. It's just like, we're parents watching our kids play. Yeah. That's it, right? So, and I'm very proud of that. And I got a lot of likes on it and stuff, but the DMs were such a bummer, man. And I don't have any answers. I really don't. And the first question here, or the first statement, is something I would struggle with. I don't know the answer. It says, this sounds great, but what if the other partner isn't willing? I don't know. I really don't know how you scrape away the ego and make somebody realize, like, this is the most important thing in your life. This is the most important impression you will make on your kids. I have said this from the start, that I don't think it's the divorce that jacks up kids and adults in the future. It's the way the parents handle the divorce. And that is such an incredible responsibility, because you are not only forming the attitude for your kid, but every kid, every generation after that is going to be affected by your relationship in front of your kid after you get divorced, if you get divorced. And that is a responsibility that is too important to have ego involved in. So, but I don't know how you convince an ex of the significance of that if they are so butthurt that they can't see that for themselves.
You can't, and you have to accept that. So I love this for you. I love this for Stacy. I most importantly love this for your boys. And people who are looking that and who don't have that, I want to validate your feelings that you're hurt. You wish you could have that. I have a friend that's in a polar opposite situation as you. He refuses to co-parent and co-parent maturely and kindly, and he is an absolute nightmare to deal with, and she can't change that. You have to. So this is what, and I hate to say this, and I want for any co-parents out there, I hope and wish that you can have what Bert and Stacy have, but I think comparison is the thief of joy, and you can look at that and be sad, but you can also realize that that's just not going to be your future.
Yeah,
and you are not going to be able, and there's nothing, there is literally nothing you can do, nothing you can say. If you have an ex who is a narcissist, who is going to make everything about them and not about the kids, this is not going to be your future. So instead of working hard to trying to accomplish that, you just need to work hard to figure out how you're going to deal and cope with your situation and not let it affect you and not let it affect your kids.
My husband is incapable of co-parenting in a healthy way, this message says. He was so hurt that he doesn't want anything in capital letters to do with me. How would you handle that? I don't know. I have dreamt about this kind of relationship with my ex, but she won't engage. We have two young kids and it's a nightmare. And then, as an example, this one too. How did you get to this point? The father of my kids will literally not be in a room with me and the kids.
It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, man. And I think you got to really listen to Kristen's words here. There are just, there are just some that are, it's an incapable of changing, and they don't understand that your kids had nothing to do with your divorce at all. They didn't choose this. This was simply on you and your husband or you and your wife. They had nothing to do with that. So don't allow them to be the victims of your marriage breaking up.
We've talked before. There are some people who are just immovable objects, and there's nothing you're going to say. There's nothing you're going to do to change them. And I think once you get to the point of acknowledging that and accepting that, that's when you can really change your mindset and be like, I can't change this person, but I can change how I allow this person to affect me, and I can change how I allow this person to affect my kids. And that's, not every co-parenting situation is going to be perfect, but you're just going to have to make do with the cards that you were dealt.
None of them are perfect. Let me say that.
For sure.
None of them are perfect.
For sure.
Yeah, I think your situation is admirable because of I have quite a few friends who are trying to co-parent, and they all struggle with it, 100% of them. And it seems as if in their situations, it's as if like both parties cannot see that even though we may not get along for whatever reason, we have a common goal, which is the child. And I feel like if somebody just doesn't naturally get that or understand that, there's not much you can do to get them to get it other than just show them other people's story in hopes it inspires them. But outside of that, I don't think a person is changing in that regard.
I'm hoping just one person might hear this morning and just go, okay, all right, I'll try again here, because the effect that you're having on your kids, if you know it or not, is going to affect them into their adult life. Mm-hmm. And it is going to affect the way they co-parent also, if they're in a healthy relationship or not, if they're in a healthy relationship, the way they're going to treat their kids. It isn't, when you decided to have kids, that was an awesome decision you made. It is a huge responsibility, and it doesn't end when your marriage does. So I wish I had better answers. I think Kristen's advice was probably better than anything I've come up with. Some of you guys are just stuck in this crap.
Well, sometimes you got to get down to the why, because I feel like sometimes people are vindictive in co-parenting situations. They feel wronged for whatever reason. So maybe if you can figure out why somebody isn't willing to cooperate, you can at least solve it and try to get to a better place.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.